Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, next on the programme, West Cork Islands at risk of loss of entire communities due to the housing crisis. It's not something you would ever associate with our offshore islands, a housing crisis, but that is the case. Should more be done to protect our island communities off the coast of Ireland? Well, new research shows that the islands off West Cork are at risk of the loss of entire communities due to the housing crisis. I'm joined on the line by John. And John, you live on Bear Island, just off the Bear Peninsula.
I do. Good afternoon, Adrian. Yeah, I live in Bear Island, down in Bantry Bay.
Okay, tell me a little bit about the island itself.
Like the island, it's about 7 miles by three. The population of about 180 people on it. Two ferry servers were very close to the mainland. So there's a good bit of industry on the island. There's a lot of farming, tourism, a bit of fishing, a lot of marine industry, boatyard and stuff like that. So it's a fairly progressive island. But housing has become an issue.
Yeah, no, I was mentioning that, and it's not something I would have automatically associated with our offshore islands, is housing becoming a problem. How is it becoming a problem?
Like, what's happening, first of all, it's very hard to get planning, so it's very hard for people to move onto the island and, you know, get a site and build. And it's even hard for, you know, islanders' children that want to stay in the island. It's hard for them to get planning and to build. And then, like, even houses, like, say, the cost of living on an island is probably 30 to 40% higher than to build on the mainland. And even the Department of Agriculture, you know, if you're building an agricultural shed, they already say, they set a precedent to say that it costs 30% extra to build an agricultural shed in an island. So it's the same for housing, it's 30 or 40% more. So it's just gone difficult to do. And like, there's no social housing on an island, there's no affordable housing on islands, there's no sheltered housing on islands for the elderly. Like, there was one quote in the research that we did where an elderly person on the island said, I just prefer to drop dead in my tracks than have to leave the island to go to a home on the mainland. And there's no sheltered housing on the island for people like that, that just want to see their days.
Okay, so this was about to say, so in your old age, if you need care, you have no choice but to leave the island.
Yeah, like, there's no kind of sheltered housing. Like, we have a great nursing service on the island, we have a great home care service, but when it comes to a point, especially with the old houses with, you know, narrow doorways, poor toilets, you have to leave then. So as part of the research, like, it came out very strong that we need sheltered housing for the elderly, that they can live out their life on the island where they lived all their lives.
In terms of, you were talking about planning, and we know planning is a problem, the length and breadth of the country, the amount of time it takes. Is it particularly a particularly arduous process on Bear Island, for example?
It is. It can be difficult. Like, we have people that move back to the island. Now, there's one man moved back with his family, three kids. He had trouble getting planning. And, you know, like, the likes of them people that are willing to come back, like, everything should be done to help them. And, you know, sometimes, like, people like to protect the environment, which is right to do, and they like to protect, you know, biodiversity, which is right to do, but nobody seems to protect the people, you know, the people in rural Ireland or the islanders. Like, they have to be protected as well, like, you know, so it needs to be really looked at to see how to keep people in rural Ireland and keep people living on the islands, because they're so important to the culture and heritage of the country, so they really have to be kept. So this research is the first time that there's kind of independent research done, and it's funded through the Irish Research Council, and it was done by UCC. So Dr. Siobhan O'Sullivan and Dr. Elaine Desmond did the research, and they were brilliant. And the recommendations that they're after bringing out are great. And if they're implemented in government policy, we have a chance to survive. But if we don't, if it's not done now, I'm afraid a lot of the islands in West Cork will be gone. Mm. They'll be depopulated.
Because it's just become so difficult to house yourself and to stay on the islands for your lifetime.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Like, to give you an example now of kind of the way government policy works, like, in the past, if you wanted to put a PV tube, you know, the old tube heaters for solar panels on your roof, like, for heating water, not the PV panels now, but there was a grant of a 50% top-up because Sustainable Energy Ireland realised that it costs more to do this on an island to get people in and get the work done. And when they brought out the retrofit scheme, which is badly needed in Ireland now at the moment, they decided to scrap that. So they decided islands didn't need it then, you know. So there's a lot of different problems with policy from government, especially with housing
and discrimination against the islands. Then,
It would be like, yeah, like there one, say one government department, like I said, Department of Agriculture will take into account that it costs 30% extra to build on an island, and then you have another department then that just ignores it, like, so it doesn't add up. So there needs to be some cohesion. So at the moment, all government parties, there's an interdepartmental committee for islands looking at government policy across all departments. But the process started, say, way back in 2020, just before COVID, so it was held up for a while. But we're hoping that the recommendations and the policies will come out at the end of this year. But this housing study, we're hoping that will kind of give proper fact-based research, you know, that we can stand over to advise the policymakers.
You mentioned a moment ago that the report that you're talking about, Housing and Sustaining Communities on the West Cork Islands, was written by Siobhan O'Sullivan and Elaine Desmond of the School of Applied Social Studies and Institute for Social Science in the 21st Century at UCC. Well, Siobhan joins me on the line. Dr. Siobhan O'Sullivan, good afternoon and welcome to Lunchtime Live.
Thank you, Adrian.
Siobhan, this is actually a very concerning report in terms of what it's saying about our island life.
Absolutely. And, you know, just yesterday, the Taoiseach said that housing is the most urgent and most important social problem that's facing our society at this time. And like the rest of the country, island communities are facing that issue too. But for them, Adrian, there is an additional threat that the housing crisis poses. And it's what John has just said in terms of depopulation. And if there's the loss of those small island communities, it doesn't just have a major impact on people's lives. We could also lose a really vital part of Ireland's heritage. So what we're calling for in the report is that people need access to good quality, affordable housing on the islands to sustain full-time populations and prevent depopulation.
So a lot needs to be done. And what I'm hearing and what I heard a moment ago from John on Bear Island is that there, you know, on the one hand, there's a recognition that it is more expensive to live on an island. But on the other hand, it is made much more difficult with grants and so on being withheld from islanders.
Absolutely. And, you know, John has captured really well many of the issues that islanders are facing and also that newcomers face if they want to move onto islands. So there's the lack of houses for sale in the first place. There's the high cost of buying those that come up for sale. So people feel they're priced out of the housing market effectively. Or if they want to get planning, that can be very difficult. If they want to build, they face those high costs. Our research also shows there's very particular issues for renters on the islands who can't access long-term rental accommodation and don't have housing security. So some have said they have to leave the islands or they're even facing into homelessness. And there's also issues around the extent of dereliction on the islands, and this is a nationwide problem too. But people on the islands would like to see derelict houses put back into use. And John mentioned the retrofit scheme and, you know, the issues over costs. There is, you know, a lot of concern in our research as well on the poorer quality of inhabited island homes. So what has come out of our research is that islanders have said they have lots of difficulties keeping their houses warm. These are older houses than on the mainland. Islanders are facing extreme weather as well, including the impact of climate change. And islanders said to us, you know, they're facing lots of issues around damp. They're restricting the use of their homes to certain rooms. If the weather, you know, wind blows in the wrong direction with rain, they could have water running down the inside of their rooms. So they need, you know, greater grants to be able to retrofit and build.
Some will say, though, that, you know, the islands themselves are extremely remote. They're off our southwest coast, which would be battered by weather that other parts of the island of Ireland don't ever see. And that's the price of island life. What would you say to that?
Well, I mean, every island actually differs, and I think we'd make that clear as well. You know, the seven West Cork islands, they differ in terms of size, location, distance from the mainland, population, all those kind of issues. But, you know, these are unique places. They're really important in Ireland. They're important not just economically to our tourism, but they're important places in terms of heritage and culture, the environment. They're great places of natural beauty and conservation. And they're places that people love. They want to remain on them. They want their families to be able to live there, and they want to welcome new residents too. So I think, you know, they're hugely resilient places, but they need support to sustain their way of life.
Okay, I want to go down to the most southerly island in Ireland, and that is Cape Clear Island. And Martine joins us on the line from Cape Clear. Martine, good afternoon and welcome to News Talk.
Hello, how are you doing? Hello, News Talk.
Now, Martine, tell me about the problems that are specific to Cape Clear Island.
Okay, so Cape Clear Island, which is Ireland's, you know, home to Ireland's southernmost community, is 45 minutes by sea from Baltimore, and then in the summer there's a service from Skull as well. And so actually people now watching the TV, if that people who are watching the weather on RT, for example, they'll see there the last couple of weeks, it's showing one of the Cape Clear ferry boats going out around Cape Clear Island and going out to the fastnet. So people will be aware of that from that being either side of the weather forecast lately. But anyway, so out on Cape Clear Island, we have an issue where obviously, like all of the islands off the coast of Ireland, where the population has been declining over the decades. And we have a unique situation on Cape Clear Island where even like very recently, we were applying for planning permission for outline planning permission for gateway housing. I'll explain to you about gateway housing. Gateway housing is housing where you provide long-term affordable housing, whether it be for 3 years or 4 years or even 2 years or whatever. This is a model that was developed on some of the Scottish islands to allow families or individuals to come and live on the islands and to see, okay, you know, do they really want to live on the island and is it working out for them, and to give them a chance to get their feet under them. On Cape Clear Island, which needs families, we have been turning away people. I'm living there for the last 27 years. I moved there with my wife and child, and then we had more children and raised our family on the island. And I can tell you that the amount, the number of families that had been turned away from the island because there was no housing, people who wanted to come and live on the island, send their children to school, etc. And also, you would have young people, young couples or whatever, from the island or who might want to come back to the island, but like there's no long-term affordable housing available and they're not able to do that. So recently we were applying for outline planning permission on a particular site. We have since now bought the site, but we were in a position where we withdrew the planning application because it was about to be refused, and it was about to be refused on the grounds of policy in a country where there is a housing crisis, and basically because having now, you know, met with officials, etc., only 2 weeks ago, and this all just happened in the last few weeks. And basically, the situation is we're told that, well, because of the rural housing policy, and that like a number of houses together could only be built somewhere within an identified settlement boundary. And when I asked to be shown where the identified settlement boundaries are on Cape Clear Island, it turns out there aren't any. So we're in this like kind of, I don't know what to call the whole situation other than ridiculous, really, that like we're in a nation with a housing crisis and that just everything is completely against. Like, we're a community organization now buying a site, wanting to develop 4 like fully green houses for gateway housing to sustain the island population, and everything within even, you know, the national law and the national planning regulatory framework is against us doing that. It's just a
okay. So,
situation.
So in answer to a text that came in to me a moment ago, which is which said we're priced out of the housing market on the mainland too. So why would we focus on the islands? Your argument to that message would be, it's even worse on the islands.
Yes, it would actually. And so if someone is asking, like, well, why would we focus on the islands? Well, actually, so the likes of John and myself, and indeed, you know, Siobhan there and Elaine, who did the research, like, you know, our job is to fight the fight of the islands. So, of course, we're focused on the islands. And do we expect that Ireland as an island nation off the coast of an island off the coast of Northern Europe, do we expect that as an island nation that we would be protecting the culture and the heritage of the islands? Yes, we do. So that's the answer to that texter.
All right, let me read out some messages of support. Would be ashamed to lose island communities, but if it's unsustainable, sorry, this actually isn't total support. If it's unsustainable, is it not better to resettle them on the mainland and get better services? What do you say to that, Martine?
Yeah, I say that, like, okay, so, you know, maybe that's one argument, but I mean, like, on the other hand, you know, do we want to lose Ireland's heritage and culture and lose it for, you know, lose it for good? Because, I mean, that's what you would be talking about. Obviously, we don't. Equally, you know, you could make the argument that maybe, you know, all the people on the island of Ireland should be moved over to mainland Europe. You know, that would be a similar argument.
All right, Martin, thanks very much indeed. I want to read out a couple more of your messages. My mother was from the Aran Islands. She left it when she was in her early 20s, but talked about it for the rest of her life. Islanders are very special people who carry the islands in their heart forever, says Sheila. And another very similar message. The islands are a special part of our culture and everything should be done to maintain them.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Avant Money.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.